This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia has shattered weeks of relative calm in Ukraine's capital with a missile attack as Western leaders meeting in Europe prepared to reaffirm their support for Ukraine and condemnation of Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a 37-year-old man was killed and his daughter and wife injured when missiles hit an apartment building. A railroad worker was also reported killed. Kiev's mayor speculated the airstrikes were a symbolic attack before a NATO summit starting Tuesday. A former U.S. commander in Europe said they were also a signal to Group of Seven leaders meeting Sunday. The Ukrainian Air Force says planes launched the missiles from over the Caspian Sea, more than 1,500 kilometers or 932 miles away. President Biden says the U.S. and other Group of Seven leading economies will ban imports of gold from Russia. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
The move is the latest in a series of sanctions that the Club of Democracies will hope isolate Russia economically over its invasion of Ukraine. A formal announcement is expected on Tuesday as the leaders meet for their annual summit. Biden and his counterparts will huddle on the summit's opening day to discuss how to secure energy supplies and tackle inflation, aiming to keep the fallout from Russia's invasion of Ukraine from splintering the global coalition working to punish Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Zelensky, speaking in his nightly video address, appealed to the G7 leaders for more help, saying stopping Russian aggression, quote, is possible only if we get everything we ask for and in the time we need it, weapons, financial support, and sanctions.